Welcome to Through the Word, leading you on a journey through the entire Bible, one chapter at a time. Today, Chris Langham guides us through the Old Testament book of Numbers. Now to Pastor Chris.
Numbers 8 on Through the Word, and a story about belonging to God. What does it mean to give yourself wholly to the Lord? We use words like that in prayers and songs rather loosely sometimes. Lord, I give you my heart, I give you my soul. That's a huge statement. But if you are His, what will He do with you? We left off Numbers 7 with all 12 tribes of Israel giving gifts to God for the work of the tabernacle. Except there was one tribe missing and one essential piece missing. The 12 tribes gave tools and elements for the work of the tabernacle. But work requires workers. So here in chapter 8, the one tribe that didn't give gifts will give themselves to do the work. The heart of the chapter is in verse 14. In this way, you are to set the Levites apart from the other Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. And verse 16, they are the Israelites who are to be given wholly to me. So what does that mean, to be given wholly to God? Some years ago, I was praying hard over a sense that I was called to the mission field. Funny, I was teaching Numbers at the time. But I was reading 2 Corinthians 9 one day, and I came across this: each man should give what he has decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. That struck me. I was hoping God would just tell me whether I should go to the mission field. But God wanted me to give what I had decided to give, not forced. So I asked myself, what had I decided to give? And the answer? Everything. I belong to you, God. I'm yours. God did have a calling, but He waited for me to offer. A gift is given, not forced. And so God called me to Mississippi. He gave me a lot of direction here in Numbers, along with one verse that seemed to hit me every time I turned around. 1 Thessalonians 5:24. He who calls you is faithful, and He also will do it. That was my promise. He called me. He is faithful. He will do it. What was the it? I had no idea. I just knew He would do it. That was a promise. Back in Numbers 8, what does it mean to belong to God, to be used in His service? Let's start in verse 1. The Lord said to Moses, "Speak to Aaron and say to him, 'When you set up the lamps, see that all seven light up the area in front of the lampstand.'" The instruction here is for the menorah, the golden lampstand inside the tabernacle. Aaron was to set all seven lamps to light the area where the priests would work and serve. The lampstand pictures Jesus, the light of the world. It is His life that lights our work. As you serve, fix your eyes on Jesus, our light and our example. The mission field was not what I expected. It was hard, very hard. Trials never let up. There was wonderful fruit, but not much. Whatever it was that God was doing, I couldn't see it. But I fixed my eyes on Jesus. Jesus persevered, so I persevered. Jesus served, so I served. And somewhere along the way, God gave me one word: through. That was it. Through. I wrote it on a sticky note and kept it. Perhaps God would get me through the desert like Israel, or through the storm like the disciples. I didn't know. I just knew He was going to do it, and something about the word through. So I persevered. Moving on to verse 5. The Lord said to Moses, "Take the Levites from among all the Israelites and make them ceremonially clean." What follows next is directions for making the Levites clean, purified, sanctified. The Levites were called to do the work of the tabernacle. They gave themselves as a gift to God, and the gift had to be pure. Imagine giving God tainted money. Only 30% was stolen, Lord. Hey, partially dirty is totally wrong. To work in God's house, purity is essential, and purity is 100%. Pure water is all water and nothing but water. Pure devotion is 100%, all for God and nothing but God. If you intend to serve God, pay attention. Your cleansing process may look different, but God's servant will be purified. There were two essential elements to this cleansing, external and internal. Verse 7, to purify them, do this: sprinkle the water of cleansing on them, then have them shave their whole bodies and wash their clothes. The first cleaning was external. Sprinkle water, shave head to toe, and wash the clothes. This part the Levites did. The last sentence says, and so they will purify themselves. As we serve God, we have a responsibility to keep our lives clean, but we cannot clean the inside. And so, verse 8, have them take a young bull with its grain offering of the finest flour mixed with olive oil. Then you are to take a second young bull for a sin offering. So the second part of the cleansing was a series of sacrifices, internal cleaning. You can't clean your own soul. Only the blood of Christ can do that. Remember, every Bible sacrifice points to the cross. Three offerings here. The burnt offering represented total devotion to God, and it was burnt entirely. The grain offering represented service to God. Grain was the fruit of your labor, mixed with oil to picture the Holy Spirit. And the sin offering in verse 12, to make atonement. There is nothing you can do, no amount of shaving or soaping, to wash sin off of you. Only the blood of Christ can. For the Levites, the sacrifice of a bull was serious business, but necessary. So all of the Israelites laid their hands on the Levites, to say these men represent us. Then the Levites laid their hands on the bulls, to say these animals represent us. And the sacrifice was made. Then verse 14, in this way you are to set the Levites apart from the other Israelites, and the Levites will be mine. And then God does something interesting. He re-gifts. Verse 19, from among all the Israelites, I have given the Levites as gifts to Aaron and his sons to do the work at the tent of meeting. Hey, don't be surprised if you give yourself to God and he re-gifts you to serve other people and to work. Read Numbers 8 and consider how we are purified for service. Ephesians 5 says that Jesus washes us with water through the Word. That's a foundational verse for this ministry. We are washed clean as we read and study through the Word of God. And Peter says that our faith is purified by fire, that is, trials. Trials purify your faith like fire purifies gold. Back on the mission field, I was 5 years in Mississippi, and it was my last Sunday. The pastor was finishing up a message in 1 Thessalonians. I was beat up. I had seen more trials than fruit. My faith refined, but I was broken and broke. I was about 2 years into Through the Word, and I figured that must have been why God kept giving me the word through. Sitting in church, I asked God to show me what he had been doing through those 5 years. And there in our study in 1 Thessalonians 5, I had almost forgotten it was there. He who calls you is faithful, and he also will do it. Of course, but what was it? I trusted more than ever that he would do it, but I still didn't know what it was. What had he done? And there it was, verse 23. I hadn't bothered to read just one verse before it. May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. Did you catch that? Did I catch that? May God sanctify me, set me apart, clean me, purify me, through and through. I still tear up when I read that verse. He who calls you is faithful, and he also will do it. Sanctified for service, holy his, and he was faithful.
Join us next time on Through the Word as we continue the journey, one chapter at a time. Start your own journey through the Bible with our web and mobile apps at throughtheword.org. Our apps are free, so tell a friend. We're listener supported, so thanks for giving. Chris Langham is the founder of Through the Word Ministries and pastor of Refuge Long Beach in Long Beach, California. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.